It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Speaking of history, you might play Cleveland next. They have a pretty good history, the Yankees and Cleveland.
Not really.
Yeah, they
do. Do they?
Did not. Yeah, Sandy
so,
Alomar.
97 and 2007 is a long time ago. What about 2017, 2020, and 2022?
Yeah, what about that?
Like, what matters more?
No, because when I...
And 98, too.
Yeah.
They played in the ALCS once. Who won the ALCS? I'll help you out. 1998, the Yankees did.
It's so, not the Twins, is my point. They've had losses against Cleveland.
Yeah, they've also beat them more than they've lost to them.
You seem awfully concerned with the Yankees, Tommy. That's odd.
No. I was just reacting to what you said.
The better answer would have been the Tigers. The Tigers give the Yankees issues, if you look at their history. Like, I named 3 rounds off the top of my head where the Yankees have beaten them.
Right.
Where the Tigers have beaten the Yankees. ALCS 2012, Derek Jeter injury.
Yeah.
Right? 2011, the year before, Doug Fister, pitched a game 5.
Are they Ivan Nova?
In Detroit, in Yankee Stadium against Ivan Nova. So that's 2 series that they won. And then, of course, the Murderers of Row and Cano series of 2006. I got the Tigers being 3-for-3 against the Yankees.
Hmm.
Am I missing one, by the way?
I don't know.
No, I think that's it.
They're great.
I think the Tigers are 3-for-3 against the Yankees. So
you made me hungry, Sean.
A little bit of a miscue. The team with the better history against the Yankees, if that matters, and I don't think it does, by the way, would be Detroit more so than Cleveland. So a little baseball history lesson for you, Tommy.
Thanks. My life is so much better.
Well, what did you say in their history against Cleveland? I had to correct you.
Because you were just sitting there taking some shrapnel on, and I was trying to back you up there.
You should have just reminded me of the Tigers. They beat them 3 times in the playoffs.
Okay, I forgot about
you
the Tigers.
You 2 non-Yankee fans can't even get your story straight.
Would you agree, though? Would you agree,
we're
though?
We're getting rattled, Sean.
The Sandy Alomar moment, though, is bigger than the A-Rod throwing the ball.
Series. Already?
What?
So I don't know what you're talking about.
They're already scared of the Subway Series.
I am not even... Subway Series? You're talking about the one from June and May and July? No, I disagree with you. The most significant... Yankee-Indian, I have to say Indian, because that's who they were, in my opinion. Like, Sandy Alomar is definitely up there, Tommy. 100%. It's a division series after they won a World Series. To me, IBO, the Yankees being down 2-1 to Cleveland in 98, that's the 98 Yankees. Maybe the greatest team we've ever seen. They're down 2-1. It's the only piece of adversity they faced that entire year. El Duque comes out. They win game 4. They win game 5. They close them out in 6. I would say the most important Yankee versus Indian Guardian moment is the 1998 American League Championship Series that the Yankees won, in my opinion.
But I would just say this to Sean. I felt like any time it was Mariano that took the loss, that cut a lot deeper. You think Luis Gonzalez,
yeah,
you think Sandy.
So
when
funny.
Mariano's on the mound,
okay.
You felt like...
But you know why that's different? When Sandy did that in 97, that was the first year of Mariano as a closer. We had no idea what he was. So it was like, yeah, they beat Mariano, but it's retroactive for us to say they beat Mariano. Because right. That wasn't Mariano in 1997. He wasn't even the closer in 96. That was his first year as closer. So I don't think it cuts the same as when the Red Sox did it in 2004 or even when the Diamondbacks did it in 2001.
I agree. It's just crazy that that's where you guys go. Immediately, I just go Jabba with the midges and that meltdown. That's
your number one?
That's my number one. No doubt about it.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of Yankee Guardian Indian moments thing because he's right. Like, Sandy's a big one in 97. Jabba with the midges in 07 is huge. My thing on 98, I mean, that's the only time they played in the ALCS. That's for the American League Championship. That's a big deal. In 2017, how do we forget that? Cleveland's
the Girardi series?
Yeah, the Girardi series. Lindor hit a grand. That's the other Lindor grand slam, Teague. It was in that division series.
Girardi doesn't know how replay works in that spot.
That's right. That was huge. Yeah, look at us. We're breaking down Yankees, Indians, Yankees, Tigers, Yankees, Guardians. I still say Indians because I'm thinking of the Indian series.
Because you're thinking of the history.
Yeah. It's funny. I can't do the history and then call them by a different name because that's not who they were.
You have to say then.
The then Indians.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to do that from now on. If we get Yankees Guardians, there'll be a lot of then Indians.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.